very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube in Washington. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the planned protests in Zimbabwe. There was heavy police presence today in Zimbabwe's capital city ahead of planned protests by government workers and citizens over poor wages, economic problems, and human rights violations. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition says it was summoned by police after announcing mass protests this week. Government workers say their strike will go ahead this week if their demands for a living wage are not met. Workers are demanding a minimum pay of $840 per month. Currently, the lowest paid government worker gets about $50 and an allowance of up to $175 per month. Health workers last week rejected a 100% salary hike, citing high inflation. They also want to be paid in United States dollars. The government says it does not have resources to pay workers in foreign currency. Peter Mtasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaks about the planned strikes with our correspondent Godwin Mangosha.
How did your march go today?
So we have notified the Zimbabwe Republic Police of our intention to have a march, a procession, a protest on 22 July. Where we need to hand off our petition to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the Parliament of Zimbabwe. So today we were called in by the police and we had a dialogue around confirming that it is indeed the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition that has given that notification. We are now awaiting the police's response on Wednesday, and this is where we are now.
So there was a huge police presence in the city center. Is it because of your program?
The government is generally afraid. It's afraid of the people. It's afraid of the citizens. We understand that the government is failing to provide public services. It's failing to provide decent wages. Cost of living is going up, and the government is failing to address the economic challenges. The government is also afraid of itself within its own party, and we don't know exactly where the fear is coming from, but we know it's a government that is failing, and a government that is failing that is becoming so afraid of its own citizens.
So what will you do if you are not granted permission to march by the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
We are not expecting that the police would be would deny us the opportunity to exercise our constitutional rights, because these are rights that are enshrined in the Constitution, and there is nothing in law that the police can use against us. We have notified them on time, and they have not raised any concern about our process. So we are expecting them to allow us to have our procession. If they don't do so, we will then approach the courts, and we don't expect the judiciary to be an appendage of a particular interest group like the ruling party. We expect the judiciary to explain and lay out what the law says, and we think that the judiciary will do so. If it fails, if both the ZRP and the judiciary fails us, then we've got no option than to simply call citizens to get into the city and protest and exercise their constitutional rights.
Well, and lastly, are you getting enough solidarity from all the civic society groups and opposition political parties who are also suffering at the bad policies by the government?
So our call and our intention to protest is to protest against the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and the continued persecution of human rights.
That was Peter Mtasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our correspondent, Godwin Mangosha, from Harare. In Shona, this is how he summed up the planned protests.
Mungati tsanangurira kuti machi yenyu mai makaronga yafamba sei nhasi.
Right, nhasi tashedzwa kumapurisa tichizivisana nemapurisa kuti hongu tisu takaronga machi yatinoda kuti tiite musi wa 22 yatinoda kuita tichifamba muguta reHarare, tichinanga kuZimbabwe Human Rights Commission, tichinanga kuParliament of Zimbabwe, kuti tinosiya gwaro rokunyunyuta, pamusoro pokuchorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika vanomirira vashandi vanomirira varairidzi vanomirira civil society organization masangano akazvimirira vanomirirawo mapato anopikisa hurumende matongerwo enyika navanhuwo zvavo vari kungombunyikidzwa munyika nekusungwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vakasiyana siyana ivavo kodzero dzavo dzechityorwa nedzimwewo kodzero dzavanhu dzakangosiyana siyana vagere munyika saka nhasi taenda kumapurisa vachida kunzwisisa kuti chiso here wecrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vakanyora gwaro tikazivisa kuti ichokwadi kuti ndozvatinoda kuti tiite saka tamirira mapurisa vati vanotizivisa minduro yavo musi wechitatu ndoyetamirira
saka muchaita sei kana vakakunyimai mvumo yekuti munge muchipinda mumugwagwa
hatisi kutarisira kunyimwa mvumo nokuti zvese zvinotarisirwa kuti tinge takaita pamutemo takaita uye havana chimwe chavatiudza kuti tatadza kuchitevedzera chiri pamutemo tiri kutarisirazve kuti mutemo unotitendera uye bumbiro remutemo constitution yenyika inotitendera kuti tive nekodzero idzodzo dzekunyunyuta nekufamba zviri zvinyoronyoro uye zvisina mhirizhonga tichiratidzira kuti hurumende igadzirise zvinhu zvatinonyunyuta nazvo asiwo kana zvikaramba mutemo unotitendera kuti timhanye kumatare tichivimbawo kuti matare havarambe vachimbunyikidzawo kodzero dzavashandi dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavagari vemunyika dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavadzidzi asi vanotongawo zvakaenzerana kuti vanhu vapiwe kodzero dzavo asi kana zvarambawo kuti kwese kumapurisa zvaramba kwese kumatare zvaramba tinenge taakungoti vanhu ngatichiitei kuti tiratidzire pasina anotidzivisa nokuti mutemo unotitendera kuratidzira pasina anotidzivisa saka tinenge taakupinda tega mumigwagwa
totarisawo muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kuma namamwe masangano nemapato anopikisa avo vari kubatwawo neutongo hwakaipa huri munyika
takatura nyaya iyi papress conference vhiki rakapfuura asi takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumastudents takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumaunion matrade union
that was peter mtasa of crisis in zimbabwe coalition speaking with our voa zimbabwe correspondent godwin mangosa godwin also spoke about the same issue with david tsatsunga secretary general of the zimbabwe confederation of public sector trade unions.
Can you give us an update on your planned job action? How far have you gone?
Well, the current situation is that the unions have given an ultimatum of 14 days or a notice of 14 days to the Minister of Labor, and that 14 days will elapse on Thursday. And on Thursday, all the unions are going to meet to decide on what form or shape the action will take. That's precisely the situation as it stands.
We've seen heavy police deployment in the city center, particularly those areas around government offices and so forth. I mean, are you going to proceed given the latest development?
We don't see how the deployment of police would affect our labor action. We have not said we are going to march. We have not said we are going to make noise. We have said that we are going to make a statement to the employer to say we are hungry. This is not a political thing. This is just about our welfare, our lives, and the hunger that we are suffering right now. So It's not really there whether the police are in the streets or not, because this is more of an issue to do with labor, and it will be happening in the workplaces and not in the streets.
And do you think you are getting enough solidarity from the citizens who are also facing the same problems as yourselves?
Well, in terms of what we hear, we know that most of the citizens are with us. In terms of what they feel for us. Imagine we are getting money that does not work in the economy. We are being paid money in order to buy money. And that creates a lot of sympathy, empathy, on the part of our citizens. And we know very well that we do have a lot of goodwill from a lot of people.
That was David Zatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe Services correspondent, Godwin Mangushia, in Harare. Here is Zatsunga's stage in Shona.
Yekuratidzira pamusoro pemuhoro yaapapi tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kuti munofanira kunge muchisiyana nenyaya.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti isu kuti tizvosvika padanho iri takasvika maringe nokuti hurumende haisi kutaurirana nesu muzvizvakanaka. Vari kungoita madiro, saka isu tikataurirana tikasawirirana. Ivo vavo tiri kungobhadhara zvatisina kuwirirana izvozvo. Zvinotongoreva kuti hapasisina nhaurirano dzatiri kuita. Saka isu takatoona kuti tinde kudare iri reemgency hapana zvazvichatibatsira, nokuti takanguri tabhirira kuinda tichingombunyikidzwa tisingapuwiwo kodzero dzokuti isusu zvatinotaura zvichererwe. Hurumende inongouya neinonzi take it or leave. Saka takaona kuti zvinhu zvinotiremera kuti tirambe tichishanda mashandiro iwavo. Saka saizvozvo zvakamira saizvozvo, tasvika zvino pachinhamo chokuti isu takuda kumboratidziravo. Ndo simba rogara tinaro sevashandi rokuratidzira nokuti timbowithdrawa labor yedu. Saka zvichaitika ndezvokuti musi weThursday masangano ese anomirira vashandi vehurumende achasangana, nokuti ndo pachapera 14 days dzatakapa hurumende kuti kuti vaone zvavangaita. Kana vakaitawo zvatinowo zvinotigutsa before Thursday, tinotarisira kuti zvinhu zvinogona kuita nerimwe divi. But as it stands izvozvi, zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti musi weThursday ndo musi watichataurirana, ndo unopera 14 days, ndo musi watichataurirana kuti tofamba sei nenyaya iyi, kuti toenda kupi, towirirana sevashandi kuti action yedu yatichatora ichange iri yorudzi rwupi.
Tiri kuonawo mapurisa adirwa mumigwagwa, saka muchaita sei nemusi wechina kana musi wechishanu?
Isu zvemapurisa hazvinyanyi kuti kashamadza zvinhu zvatinongoziva zvinongogara zvichiitika, kuti kana vashandi vati taane nzara isu mapurisa anogona kungoonekwa achibuda. Asi isuzve hatisi kuda kuita mhirishonga. Hondo yatiri kurwa haisezve matongerwo enyika, inongova hondo yedumbu. Dumbu ndo chinhu chinoda kuti chigadziriswe vanhu vane zhara. Saka isusu hatizvitariri zvedu tichangosangana, tinenge tichiita zvinhu zvedu tiri pamwe chete, tisina zvimwe tisingadi zvimwe zvinozvobingaidza meseji yedu.
That was David Zatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with Godwin Mangushia. Yekambe zvuruka ndaba njalo pelikona endaweni zonke zomhlaba lamhla sikhangela khonaukuthi amba isebenzi zikahulumende labanye abantu elizweni bafuna ukufola ngolwesine, bafola nje ngesikhathi bekhuluma khonaukuthi iholo liphansi. Bona bahola iZimbabwe dollar, kodwa-ke okumele ukuthi bakuthole ezitolo ngapha kunzima, ngoba sebehola-ke sebefika ezitolo bezokuthiwa impahla ibiza ama-United States dollars. So bayakhala kakhulu abantu. Nimbonde-ke uDavid Zatsunga ekhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi hhayi bantu, sicela ukuthi sifole sitshengisele. Amapholisa kukhanya ngani abegcwele lamhlanje eHarare, emele ukuthi abantu betshengisele. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa amapholisa ekhona emgwaqweni kuyabe kuhamba njani. So ndiyo nyaya yacho nasi ndiri kutaura nenyaya iyi yokuthi vanhu vanotoa kuratidzira kuZimbabwe vachigunun'una nenyaya yemuhoro. So vanoita muhoro unosvika $840 per month per person. So ke kuyahlupa kakhulu ke uhulumende kuti imali leyo kalayo yokuthi aholise abantu. So ke siqhubekeka siya phambili, siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi balambile, sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe bafuna iholo elingcono. Ye, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ukuthi lingene uhlelo, lilaleleke ukuthi siyabuya kini. So please stay tuned, because we are going to take a very, very short break. We'll be back, so stay tuned. For those that have just joined this show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. We are here for you. And now we are being joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sibindi is also the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sibindi.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all listeners.
Thank you very much. So people are planning to stage some protests. Give us your take on this. What's going on?
Well, I think people are not trying to stage a protest, but people are just going, they're trying to give a statement to the government of Zimbabwe. We all know that as a trade unionist or as power working, in terms of the law of Zimbabwe, there is what we call a collective bargaining process. Brings in representatives from the workers and the employers. They come together, they discuss, and then they make the way forward. But in this situation, in particular, the issue of the civil servants and other sectors in Zimbabwe, there have been quite a number of these collective bargaining that have taken place, but it seems our employers in particular, the main employer, which is the government, they seem not to listen to the workers. And eventually what really happens in the process is that people tend to lose faith in their leaders who are representing them. And because of that, the government is trying to bring a war between workers and those who are representing them. And this, what is going to happen now, is to show that when leaders are coming up to the negotiating table, they are not speaking for themselves, but they are speaking for the masses, the workers who are in grassroots. I think the whole idea now that people must joke is going to prove to the employer of the government that people are saying they are representing the views of the people. So how, why are people doing that? Surely, Zimbabwe now, when we talk, we look at our economy, you look at the cost of living, it's just out of this world. For instance, somebody will tell you that the poverty bottom line lies above around 200,000, but in all honesty, that's not the reality, to tell the truth, because the PTL of Zimbabwe changes every hour now. How is it changing every hour? If you go to these stores whereby you buy goods and items, those people change their price willy-nilly or on an hourly basis, if not on a minute basis. Why are they doing that? It's because of the situation that they find themselves
in. Yeah, but ukutshengisela kumbe ukufola yikho kuzalethelana abantu khonokho yinto elungileyo.
Ukutshengisela kumbe ukufola kuyinto elungileyo ngoba kusemthethweni. I-constitution yeZimbabwe yakunika ilungelo lokuthi nxa ule nto ongayizwisiyo njengesisebenzi kumbe njengomhlali weZimbabwe uyakungela ukuthengisela ngale eminye imizamo siyizamo le ehlula kade sikhuluma kanje imizamo yokunegotiate ngoba yokukhulumisana isizanye but ikhanye ehlula yikwabantu sebesiyo ukuthi hayi sicela ke uhulumende sicela ama-employers sicela umhlaba ubone ukuthi hayi lapha ezimabha siphathekanga kuhle so yikho sokusenzakala kade sila and esilethemba lokuthi uhulumende uzathatha lokhu akunanzeleli ngoba le ultimate amenikiweyo le 14 days notice okuba iliphele ngezezibeni lesho uhulumende uzakunanzela ukuthi izisebenzi ngabantu abahloniphayo abantu abahlonipha umthetho abalalelayo futhi so ingqobe isezandleni zikahulumende ukuthi yena abantu uyaresponda positive ngoba kade sihlubo olukhona sikhuluma kanje abantu bayahola imali uqeda uhola imali awuyisebenzisi uphuma lapho siyadingenye imali uyahola i-RTGS leyo because ayisathenga ayisasebenzi ezitolo so fanele ngithathe i-RTGS leyo ngihambe futhi ngiyedinga idwala emelika ukuthi ngingeza ukuthenga ulutho asiyompilo leyo imali engiyiholayo kufanele ibe yimali ezenza ukuthi ngithenge izinto zihambe lokuthi thetha naso imali sengikunikile senilo mlandi futhi uyadinga imali imali yakhona ayidurayo sikhuluma kanje kathesi
siyakuzwa kakhulu
babaye
isikhathi sangikhona yiso singani sesidliwe ngumangoye baba uSpindi ungadilwa lakusasa baba
okay
yes siyabonga kakhulu that was Mr. Ambrose Sibindi who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and is also belongs to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So now we are joined by another guest and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and he's also the former member of parliament for Pelandaba for Poma. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So, Babu Chuma, we know that there are many things happening in Zimbabwe, but at the moment, there are some people who are planning to stage protests starting on Thursday. You know, they're complaining about human rights violations. They're complaining about, the state of the economy. So what's your take on that?
Well, let me first of all say that it is unfortunate that we have a lot of people that are bent on demonizing this country, people that don't talk sexual issues, actually. They want to peddle their own narratives all the time, and it is very unfortunate. Yes, we are experiencing economic turmoil, just like any other country. I'm sure America, I was reading the other day that a gallon of fuel had gone up to over $5 for the first time in so many years. In England, the inflations are also up and they are destroying people's incomes and everything. We are also suffering from that. But in all the other countries, if you look at it, people are working together to try and address issues. I read the other day that in America, the price of a gallon had gone down to about $4 something now. And all these are collective issues where people come together and work for the betterment of their country and the economy without necessarily having to go out there and demonize your own country and actually then sabotage your own economy even worse.
But in this case,
we are facing a situation by business, the business people, the shop owners are actually taking out things from shelves in the shops and putting them outside there, selling them in US dollar to create a sort of an artificial shortage. Then that's when people will now start saying that I earn in Zimbabwe dollars, but I have to change my money into US dollars to get stuff. But if you go into the shops, you can swipe using the local currency and everything. But our own business people then sabotage such things and take out those things and put them in the black market purposefully. So then how do we build when we have situations like that?
Yeah, but I think the problem is people are earning their pay in Zimbabwe dollars, and many prices are in US dollars. So how do you come to me to that kind of thing? Yeah.
The prices in the shops games are actually in Zimbabwe dollars, not US dollars. There are shops that do sell in US dollars. And even in most supermarkets, you can actually use the US dollar if you so wish. But prices are normally pegged in Zimbabwe dollar. But that's what I'm saying, that now you find unscrupulous business people that will then withdraw some of these products, especially things like mealy meal, cooking oil, the basics. You will find them in the streets, but not in the shops. And we are very clear about it, that these things will be belonging to Shop X. But shop X, because he wants US dollar, he takes them out from the shop and he puts them to the black market. They've got their runners that will be doing that outside their shops, which is very unfortunate and very unfair to the consumer. Why are we not being sincere? Why do you want to profit here so much? You know, in any business, we know that there are certain profit margins that are supposed to be adhered to. But here in Zimbabwe, the problem that we have is that everybody wants to make over 100% profit all the time. And this then cascades down to the basic guy, to me and you, and it starts eradicating my purse. Now my money now seems like it has become useless, but because of somebody who's just greedy, somebody who just wants to be corrupt, and it's so very, very unfair.
And some people are complaining about human rights violations. I'm fine, this Shona. Human rights violations, lazy. Zimenjan.
Okay. I am a human rights. Atifani Gregu Tombone Quatti Shunguru Tana Nevan. I see Kunem Temos. Uloka Buddha Apple. What's called Temo? Now, because you know, belong to a certain bato. What I would say, I will go to the score free. It becomes unfair. Like I've always said, Ukatarisa. Even kutsipu sikuwa chwe ikoko, tinevanu waka wanda, warimu batu hilo ria, watata mbuona wechi sungwa, watata mbuona wechi enda kukunana kami prisoner kana kukakara uti kukunana chikurudu huku. Nema kaya kuti, awasari bachuora kana mtemo, mtemo haungo kuvinge waka garapo sina kuchora, ovo wabakwa, okandigwa, kuchitokis. Even so, I know kuti warukuta ranyaya honorable sikala na honorable stone, but zavaka itazwi. Ziriba tazikerele. Wakabula wakata ayo, hende eti noro wanganu, wakata taura izo, hende zukabula ipo paya, wanu wakainda foshua kukarnopisa, zimba kukaroo, ane ikoko. Saka, obviously, kana wadaro, uga leader that, mtemo unozo kutewira. Wakupata iwe, because wabuda
pati
wala kuita. Saka, ma human rights are ipo, ati mtemo ufuti uri ipo, and mtemo hauzo kuspea iwe, because uri nengo ye batu rakati. Unongo uya kete, ukango, kutuza na neyo ikoko.
Siyakuzo wakulu chuma, ngesindewele si yabono kuti kulabantu batuwa katanya zwa mkulu mende. Kaya litu niso sibili, wano mwona njani kono kwa mafichani sibili.
Ngathi sikhuluma ngendaba eka honorable Skala lo honorable Stone into abayenzayo ngale ejitungiza ngale bephuma egcikeni besithi right sifuna cha abantu asameni abantu ezana kumele bethaye kuhanje ngalo kwathaywa kwathiswa lezindlu then umthetho usuke wazoba bamba bese utabona ngama human rights kanti ama rights alabo abantu abathaywe nalabo abasebenza izinto keni wona angapi so abantu laba bengaphunga uhlala bekhala odona hey kuyahlukunyezwa banenge abantu abasupport TPC esibaziyo abangazi bebotshwe ngisho not even one thing. The other day benkuma lozen u-honorable Bebe u-Abednego Bebe sithi yena enjani asho angazingizi uto ubotshiwe kodwa is a staunch and a big lozen activist e-TPC kodwa kakazi abotshwe and ngenxa yotani kakazi enjani ephula umthetho so umthetho kwaphongaubuya nje ubuphongaubotshwe ungezangalo ukuthi ngenxa yotweni we-TPC usufuna ukubotshwa so akula ma-human rights avaletshayo lapha but abantu bazenzela into yabo ngabomo and ekwazi futhi kulesi sikhathi engxenye asakwazi mbe mhlawumbe yabe kuperol yangkhona into na ungavela ubotshwe so usuyaphila imali kumbe abanye
ngaoayizwa
izimbabwe kodwa khonoko akulunganga umthetho ayisho ukuthi uphongaulaesihlaleni
thank you very much that was Mr. Joseph Chuma a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and former Pelandaba Mpopoma Member of Parliament. We have now come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests that joined us on this show. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying, don't miss our programs. We are always here for you. And to our listeners, we hope to get you on board next time. Signing off from Maryland, from Washington, D.C. I'm now used to Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night. very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube in Washington. Tonight on Live, we are talking about the planned protests in Zimbabwe. There was heavy police presence today in Zimbabwe's capital city ahead of planned protests by government workers and citizens over poor wages, economic problems, and human rights violations. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition says it was summoned by police after announcing mass protests this week. Government workers say their strike will go ahead this week if their demands for a living wage are not met. Workers are demanding a minimum pay of $840 per month. Currently, the lowest paid government worker gets about $50 and an allowance of up to $175 per month. Health workers last week rejected the 100% salary hike, citing high inflation. They also want to be paid in United States dollars. The government says it does not have resources to pay workers in foreign currency. Peter Mudasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaks about the planned strikes with our correspondent, Godwin Manguja.
How did your march go today?
So we have notified the Zimbabwe Republic Police of our intention to have a march, a procession, a protest on 22 July. Where we need to hand off our petition to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the Parliament of Zimbabwe. So today we were called in by the police and we had a dialogue around confirming that it is indeed the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition that has given that notification. We are now awaiting the police's response on Wednesday, and this is where we are now.
So there was a huge police presence in the city center. Is it because of your program?
The government is generally afraid. It's afraid of the people. It's afraid of the citizens. We understand that the government is failing to provide public services. It's failing to provide decent wages. Cost of living is going up, and the government is failing to address the economic challenges. The government is also afraid of itself within its own party, and we don't know exactly where the fear is coming from, but we know it's a government that is failing, and a government that is failing that is becoming so afraid of its own citizens.
So what will you do if you are not granted permission to march by the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
We are not expecting that the police would be would deny us the opportunity to exercise our constitutional rights, because these are rights that are enshrined in the Constitution, and there is nothing in law that the police can use against us. We've notified them on time, and they've not raised any concern about our process. So we are expecting them to allow us to have our procession. If they don't do so, we will then approach the courts, and we don't expect the judiciary to be an appendage of a particular interest group like the political ruling party. We expect the judiciary to explain and lay out what the law says, and we think that the judiciary will do so. If it fails, if both the ZRP and the judiciary fails us, then we've got no option than to simply call citizens to get into the city and protest and exercise their constitutional rights.
Well, then, lastly, are you getting enough solidarity from all the civil society groups and opposition political parties who are also suffering at the bad policies by the government?
So our call and our intention to protest is to protest against the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and the continued persecution of human rights.
That was Peter Mtasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our correspondent, Godwin Manguja, from Harare. In Shona, this is how he summed up the planned protests.
Mungatitsanangurira kuti machi yenyama yemakaronga yafamba sei nhasi?
Kaiti nhasi tashedzwa kumapurisa tichizivisana nemapurisa kuti hongu tisu takaronga machi yatinoda kuti tiite musi wa22 yatinoda kuita tichifamba muguta reHarare tichinanga kuZimbabwe Human Rights Commission, tichinanga kuParliament of Zimbabwe kuti tinosiya gwaro rokunyunyuta pamusoro pokuchorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika vanomirira vashandi vanomirira varairidzi vanomirira civil society organization masangano akazvimirira vanomirirawo mapato anopikisa hurumende matongerwo enyika navanhuwo zvavo vari kungombunyikidzwa munyika uyezve kusungwa kurikuitwa vanhu vakasiyana-siyana ivavo kodzero dzavo dzichityorwa nedzimwewo kodzero dzavanhu dzakangosiyana-siyana vagere munyika saka nhasi taenda kumapurisa vachida kunzwisisa kuti tiso here wecrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vakanyora gwaro tikazivisa kuti ichokwadi kuti ndo zvatinoda kuti tiite saka tamirira mapurisa vacho vanotizivisa mhinduro yavo musi wechitatu ndo yetamirira
saka muchaita sei kana vakakunyimai mvumo nekuti munge muchipinda mumugwagwa
hatisi kutarisira kunyimwa mvumo nokuti zvese zvinotarisirwa kuti tinge takaita pamutemo takaita uye havana chimwe chavatiudza kuti tatadza kuchitevedzera chiri pamutemo tiri kutarisirazve kuti mutemo unotitendera uye bumbiro remutemo constitution yenyika inotitendera kuti tive nekodzero idzodzo dzekunyunyuta nekufamba zviri zvinyoronyoro uye zvisina mhirizhonga tichiratidzira kuti hurumende igadzirise zvinhu zvatinonyunyuta nazvo asiwo kana zvikaramba mutemo unotitendera kuti timhanye kumatare tichivimbawo kuti matare havarambe vachimbunyikidzawo kodzero dzavashandi dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavagari vemunyika dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavadzidzi asi vanotongawo zvakaenzerana kuti vanhu vapiwe kodzero dzavo asi kana zvarambawo kuti kwese kumapurisa zvaramba kwese kumatare zvaramba tinenge takungoti vanhu ngatichiitei kuti tiratidzire pasina anotidzivisa nokuti mutemo unotitendera kuratidzira pasina anotidzivisa saka tinenge taakupinda tega mumigwagwa
totarisawo muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kunamamwe masangano nemapato anopikisa avo ari kubatwawo neutongo hwakaipa huri munyika
takatsura nyaya iyi papress conference vhiki rakapfuura takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumastudents takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumaunion matrade union
That was Peter Mtasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our VOA Zimbabwe correspondent Godwin Mangosa. Godwin also spoke about the same issue with David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions.
Can you give us an update on your planned job action? How far have you gone?
Well, the current situation is that the unions have given an ultimatum of 14 days or a notice of 14 days to the Minister of Labour, and that 14 days will elapse on Thursday. And on Thursday, all the unions are going to meet to decide on what form or shape the action will take. That's precisely the situation as it stands.
We've seen heavy police deployment in the city center, particularly those areas around government offices and so forth. I mean, are you going to proceed given the latest development?
We don't see how the deployment of police would affect our labor action. We have not said we are going to march. We have not said we are going to make noise. We have said that we are going to make a statement to the employer to say we are hungry. This is not a political thing. This is just about our welfare, our lives, and the hunger that we are suffering right now. So it's not really there whether the police are in the streets or not, because this is more of an issue to do with labor, and it will be happening in the workplaces and not in the streets.
And do you think you are getting enough solidarity from the citizens who are also facing the same problems as yourselves?
Well, in terms of what we hear, we know that most of the citizens are with us. In terms of what they feel for us. Imagine we are getting money that does not work in the economy. We are being paid money in order to buy money. And that creates a lot of sympathy, empathy on the part of our citizens. And we know very well that we do have a lot of goodwill from a lot of people.
That was David Zatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe Services correspondent, Godwin Mangushia, in Harare. Here is Zatsunga's take in Shona.
Yekuratidzira pamusoro pemuhoro yaapapi tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kuti munofanira kunge muchisiyana nenyaya
chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti isu kuti tizosvika padanho iri takasvika maringe nokuti hurumende haisi kutaurirana nesu zvimuzvi zvakanaka vari kungoita madiro saka isu tikataurirana tikasawirirana ivavo tiri kungobhadhara zvatisina kuwirirana izvozvo zvinotongoreva kuti hapasisina nhaurirano dzatiri kuita saka isu takatoona kuti tinde kudare iri remdmc hapana zvazvichatibatsira nokuti takanguri tabvirira kuinda tichingombunyikidzwa tisingapuwiwo kodzero dzokuti isusu zvatinotaura zvichererwe hurumende inongouya neinonzi take it or leave saka takaona kuti zvinhu zvinotiremera kutirambe tichizvishanda mashandiro iwavo saka saizvozvo zvakamira saizvozvo tasvika zvino pachinhano chokuti isu takuda kumboratidziravo ndo simba rogara tinaro sevasashandi rokuratidzira nokuti timbowithdrawa labour yedu saka zvichaitika ndezvokuti musi wethursday masangano ese anomirira vashandi vehurumende achasangana nokuti ndo pachapera 14 days dzatakapa hurumende kuti kuti vaone zvavangaita kana vakaitawo zvatinowo zvinotigutsa before thursday tinotarisira kuti zvinhu zvinogona kuita nerimwe divi but as it stands izvozvi zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti musi wethursday ndo musi watichataurirana ndo unopera 14 days ndo musi watichataurirana kuti tofamba sei nenyaya iyi kuti toenda kupi towirirana sevashandi kuti action yedu yatichatora ichange iri yorudzi rupi
tiri kuonawo mapurisa adirwa mumigwagwa saka muchaita sei nemusi wechina kana musi wechishanu
isu zvemapurisa hazvinyanyi kuti kashamadza zvinhu zvatinongoziva zvinongogara zvichiitika kuti kana vashandi taane nzara isu mapurisa anogona kungoonekwa achibuda asi isuzve hatisi kuda kuita mhirishonga hondo yatiri kurwa haisezve matongerwo enyika inongova hondo yedumbu dumbu ndo chinhu chinoda kuti chigadziriswe vanhu vane zhara saka isusu hatizvitariri zvedu tichangosangana tinenge tichiita zvinhu zvedu tiri pamwe chete tisina zvimwe tisingadi zvimwe zvinozvobingaidza meseji yedu.
That was David Zatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with Godwin Mangushia. Yekambe zvokanda vanhu jana pekona endawo zvokuzomhlaba lamhlaka isikhangela kona kuti amba isebenzi zika hulumende labanye abantu elizweni bafuna kufola ngolesine bafola nje ngesikhathi bekhuluma kona kuti holo liphansi bona bahola iZimbabwe dollar kodwa ke okumele ukuthi bakuthole ezitolo ngapha kunzima ngoba sebehola ke sebefika ezitolo bezokuthiwa impahla ibiza ama-United States dollars so bayakhala kakhulu abantu ndimboneke uDavid Zatsunga ekhuluma ngakhonokhu ukuthi hhayi bantu sicele ukuthi sifole sitshengisele amapholisa kukhanya ngani abegcwele lamhlanje eHarare emele ukuthi abantu betshengisele siyakwazi ukuthi nxa amapholisa ekhona emgwaqweni kuhamba njani so ndiyo nyaya nasi ndiri kutaura nenyaya iyi yokuti vanhu vanoita kuratidzira kuZimbabwe vachigunun'una nenyaya yemuhoro so vanoita muhoro unosvika $840 per month per person so ke kuyahlupa kakhulu ke uhulumende kuti imali leyo kalayo yokuti aholise abantu so ke siqhubeka siya phambili siyabona ukuthi abantu abanengi balambile sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe bafuna iholo elingcono ye siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi lingena uhlelo lilaleleke ukuthi siyabuya kini so please stay tuned because we are going to take a very very short break we'll be back so stay tuned
Let's do it.
For those that have just joined us, joined this show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA 27, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. We are here for you. And now we are being joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sibindi is also the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sibindi.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all listeners.
Thank you very much. So people are planning to stage some protests. Give us your take on this. What's going on?
Well, I think I'll say people are not trying to stage a protest, but people are just going, they're trying to give a statement to the government of Zimbabwe. We all know that as a trade unionist or as store working, in terms of the law of Zimbabwe, there is what we call a collective bargaining process. Brings in representatives from the workers and the employers, they come together, they discuss, and then they make the way forward. But in this situation, in particular, the issue of the civil servants and other sectors in Zimbabwe, there have been quite a number of these collective bargaining that take place, but it seems our employers in particular, the main employer, which is the government, they seem not to listen to the workers. And eventually what really happens in the process is that people tend to lose faith in their leaders who are representing them. And because of that, the government is trying to bring a war between workers and those who are representing them. And this, what is going to happen now, is just to show that when leaders are coming up to the negotiating table, they're not speaking for themselves, but they're speaking for the masses, the workers who are in grassroots. I think the whole idea now that people must talk about is going to prove to the employers, the government, that people are saying they are representing the views of the people. So why are people doing that? Surely, Zimbabwe now, when we talk, we look at our economy, you look at the cost of living, it's just out of this world. For instance, somebody will tell you that the poverty that I'm lying lies above around 200,000. But in all honesty, that's not the reality, to tell the truth. Because the PTL of Zimbabwe changes every hour now. How is it changing every hour? If you go to these stores where you buy goods and items, those people change their price willy-nilly on an hour basis, if not on minute basis. Why are they doing that? It's because of the situation that they find themselves
in. Yeah, but the thing is, when you're spending, you can sell a lot of money. You can sell a lot of money. You can sell a lot of money.
Ukuthengisela kumbe ukufola kuyinto elungileyo ngoba kusemthethweni. I-constitution yeZimbabwe yakunelungelo ukuthi nxa ule nto ongayizwisiyo njengesisebenzi kumbe njengomhlali weZimbabwe uyakunyela ukuthengisela. Nxa le eminye imizamo usuyizamo le yehlula. Kanti sikhuluma kanje imizamo yokunegotiata kumbe yokukhulumisana isizanyiwe but ikhanye yehlula. Yikho abantu sebesiyo ukuthi hhayi sicela ke uhulumende, sicela ama-employers, sicela umhlaba ubone ukuthi hhayi lapho eZimbabwe asiphathekanga kuhle. So yikho sokusenzakala kathi sila. And this let them balukuthi uhulumende uzathatha lokwakunanzeleli ngoba le ultimate amenikweyo le 14 days notice ukuba iliphele ngeZesday lesho uhulumende uzakunanzeleli ukuthi izisebenzi ngabantu abahlonibayo abantu abemphumthetho abalalela futhi so ingqobe isezandleni kaHulumende ukuthi yena abone ukuthi respond positive ngoba kade sikubona khona sikhuluma kanje abantu bahola imali uqeda uhola imali awuyisebenzisi uphuma lapho siyadinga imali uyahola iRTGS leyo because I start saving this story. So by the entire RTGS leo, I would need to go to Melika,
I would need to go to Melika.
Okay.
Yes, that was Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, and it also belongs to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So now we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and he is also the former Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Popoma. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So, Babu Chuma, we know that there are many things happening in Zimbabwe, but at the moment, there are some people who are planning to stage protests starting on Thursday. You know, they're complaining about human rights violations. They're complaining about, the state of the economy. So what's your take on that?
Well, let me first of all say that it is unfortunate that we have a lot of people that are bent on demonizing this country. People that don't talk factual issues, actually, they want to peddle their own narratives all the time, and it is very unfortunate. Yes, we are experiencing economic turmoil, just like any other country. I'm sure America, I was reading the other day that a gallon of fuel had gone up to over $5 for the first time in so many years. In England, the inflations are also up, and they are destroying people's incomes and everything. We are also suffering from that. But in all the other countries, if you look at it, people are working together to try and address issues. I read the other day that in America, the price of a gallon had gone down to about $4 something now. And all these are collective issues where people come together and work for the betterment of their country and the economy without necessarily having to go out there and demonize your own country and actually then sabotage your own economy even worse.
But in this case,
we are facing a situation by business. The business people, the shop owners, are actually taking out things from shelves in the shops and putting them outside there, selling them in US dollar to create a sort of an artificial shortage. Then that's when people will now start saying that I earn in Zimbabwe dollars, but I have to change money into US dollars to get stuff. But if you go into the shops, you can swipe using the local currency and everything. But our own business people then sabotage such things and take out those things and put them in the black market purposefully. So then how do we build when we have situations like that?
Yeah, but I think maybe the problem is people are earning their pay in Zimbabwe dollars, and many prices are in US dollars. So how do you come to that kind of thing? Yeah.
The prices in the shops are actually in Zimbabwe dollars, not US dollars. There are shops that do sell in US dollars. And even in most supermarkets, you can actually use the US dollar if you so wish. But prices are normally pegged in Zimbabwe dollars. But that's what I'm saying, that now you find unscrupulous business people that will then withdraw some of this product, especially things like mealy meal, cooking oil, the basics. You find them in the streets, but not in the shops. And we are very clear about it, that these things will be belonging to Shop X. But Shop X, because he wants US dollar, he takes them out from the shop and he puts them to the black market. They've got their runners that will be doing that outside their shops, which is very unfortunate and very unfair to the consumer. Why are we not being sincere? Why do you want to profit here so much? You know, in any business, we know that there are certain profit margins that are supposed to be adhered to. But here in Zimbabwe, the problem that we have is that everybody wants to make over 100% profit all the time. And this then cascades down to the basic guy, to me and you. And it starts eradicating my trust. Now my money now seems like it has become useless, but because of somebody who's just greedy, somebody who just wants to be corrupt, and it's so very, very unfair.
And some people are complaining about human rights violations. I'm fine. This shona, kulabanye abacela khona ukuthi uthi ukuthi human rights violations lezi zime njani ngombono wakho ngamafutshane sibili
shona kwa mbono. Okay. Nyaya human rights is inyaya inosirisa zvikuru. Hatifani gwe kutomboone kwa tichishunguru dzana nevanhu. Asi, kune mutemo zvo. Uwo ukabuda apo, wotyora mutemo. Now, because iwe unobelonga to a certain bato, woda kuti, aiwa, wongobuda uri scot free, it becomes unfair. Like I've always said, ukatarisa, even kutsibusi kwache ikoko, tine vanhu vakawanda, vari mubato iroria. vatisatamboona vechisungwa vasatamboona vechienda kunana Kami president kana kukagara kuti kunana chikurudhi uku nemhaka yei nemhaka yekuti havasati vachiona kana mutemo mutemo haungokuvinge wakagarapo usina kuuchora wobva wabahwa wokandigwa kuchitokisi izvezvo hanoo kuti vari kutaura nyaya yahonorable Sikala na honorable Stone but zvavakaitazvi zviri pajekerere vakabuda vakati aiwa hende tinorova vanhu vavakatotaura izvozvo and zvikabuda ipo paya vanhu vakaenda for sure kukanopisa dzimba kukarohwana ikoko saka obviously kana wadaro ukalida that mutemo unozvokutevera wokubata iwewo because wabuda
paaona
kuita saka mahuman rights aripo asi mutemo wofuti uripo and mutemo hauzvokuspeya iwewo because uri nhengo yebato rakati unongouya chete ukangosikudzana neikoko
siyakuzwa kakhulu chuma ngesindebele siyabona kuti kula bantu bati bayakahlanyezwa nguhulumende ukhanya liqiniso sibili wona kubona njani khona kungamafitshane sibili
kumakanhela dulo bakhona abantu abaningi kakhulu abakusema badlula laphikisayo kutipo sifo for lokuzini abangakazi uzotana babothiwe kodwa sibazi bengamalozini active bagcweleyo sibili but kabakazi beboshwe ngenxa yokuthi abawephula umthetho ungephula umthetho uzakulanda kuphela ngathesi sikhuluma ngendaba eka-honorable Sikala lo honorable Stone into abayenzayo ngale ethitungiza ngale bephuma egcekeni besithi right sikuyatshaya abantu asamen abantu ezane kumele bechaye kuhanje ngale kwachaywa kwatshiswa lezindlu then umthetho usuke wazobabamba besotabona ngama-human rights kanti ama-rights alabo abantu abachayiwe nalabo abathisele izinto keni wona angaphi so abantu laba bengaphunga ukuhlala bekhala kutona ye kuyahlukunyezwa baningi abantu abasapota i-triple C esibaziyo abangazi beboshwe ngisho not even one ihambe nje benkuma lozen u-honorable bebe u-Abednego bebe sithi yena enjani asho angazingizito ubothiwe kodwa is a staunch and a big lokuzen activist e-triple C kodwa kakazi abotshwe and ngenxa yotani kakazi enjani ephula umthetho so umthetho kaphongaubuya nje ubuphongaubotshwe ungenzangaloto ukuthi ngenxa yotweni we-triple C usufuna ukubotshwa so akula ma-human rights avaletshayo lapha but abantu bazenzela into yabo ngabomo and ekwazi futhi kulesi sikhathi engxeyekati asakwazi mbe mhlawumbe yabe kuperol yangonainto na ungavele umotshwe so usuyaphiwa imali kumbe abanye
ngaoayizwa
izimbabwe kodwa khonoko akulunganga umthetho ayisho ukuthi uphongaunasesitshalini.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and former Pelandaba Mpopoma Member of Parliament. We have now come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests that joined us on this show. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying, don't miss our programs. We are always here for you. And to our listeners, we hope to get you on board next time. Signing off from Maryland or from Washington, D.C. I'm now used to Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night.